Morning. Today is Sunday, July 11th, 2021. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Jason Kapoor, and this is Stocks to Watch, Wall Street's Breakfast Weekend Edition. Our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earning reports, conferences, presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Follow this account and turn the email alert on to receive this article in your inbox every Sunday morning. A podcast of Stocks to Watch is also available on Seeking Alpha, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. That time again, as second quarter earnings seasons kick off in the earnest with usually early reports from banks. JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs get it started on Tuesday, though PepsiCo may be getting up a little earlier that day to report. While traditional earnings seasons harbinger Alcoa reports on Thursday, and it should be a barn burner season one way or the other, as expectations are for the S&P 500 earnings to rise nearly 64%, a new record. Financial firms are expected to be part of the broad boost, but so are industrials, materials, and consumer discretionary stocks. Those sectors sensitive to challenged but rapidly recovering economy. For inflation watchers, CPI figures come out on Tuesday and producer prices on Wednesday, while Friday brings retail sales figures. Earnings Spotlight, Monday, July 12th. Simulations Plus. Earnings Spotlight, Tuesday, July 13th. PepsiCo, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Conagra Brands, Fastenal. Earnings Spotlight, Wednesday, July 14th. Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Delta Airlines, Cinedigm. Earnings Spotlight, Thursday, July 15th. Morgan Stanley, Charles Schwab, U.S. Bancorp, Taiwan Semi, Progressive, United Health, Alcoa. Earnings Spotlight, Friday, July 16th. Ericsson, State Street. IPO Watch. A slower week on the initial public offering front. The start of the week brings the end of the quiet periods for several names, including Angel Oak Mortgage, Convey Health, Lyell Immunopharma, Verve Therapeutics, and WalkMe. And on July 13th, Ambrx Biopharma, Cytir, Codex, Century Therapeutics, iHuShow International, and Tremor. Meanwhile, lockups expire for Affirm on July 12th, Poshmark on July 13th, and Driven Brands and Playtika on July 14th. M&A tidbits. The week brings key votes for a few combinations. On Tuesday, July 13th, Knoll shareholders and Herman Miller holders vote on their proposed combination. Also that day, Diamond S Shipping holders vote on an acquisition by International Seaways. And on Friday, July 16th, Brookfield Properties Partners holders vote on a $6.5 billion offer from Brookfield Asset Management for the rest of its shares. Stock splits. Thursday, July 15th, brings a 2-for-1 split to the shares of FS Bancorp. And Friday, July 16th, brings the 1-for-10 reverse split of shares for Ashford Hospitality Trust. Projected dividend increases quarterly. Companies expected to boost dividends next week start with banks. Morgan Stanley expected to double its dividend to 70 cents from 35 cents. Goldman Sachs raising to $2 from $1.25. Bank of New York Mellon to 34 cents from 31 cents, and State Street to 57 cents from 52 cents. Also expected to hike our rider to 60 cents from 56 cents, Stanley Black & Decker to 72 cents from 70 cents, and Walgreens Boots Alliance to 47.75 from 46.75. Corporate Spotlight. On Wednesday and Thursday, July 14th and 15th, There's Microsoft Inspire's Microsoft's biggest partner event of the year, with a particular focus on cloud computing. Monday and Tuesday, July 12th and 13th, bring Google's Google for Games Developer Summit. MongoDB holds MongoDB Live on Tuesday and Wednesday, July 13th and 14th. XPO Logistics is holding a virtual investor day for its planned GXO spinoff on Tuesday, July 13th. And Coupa Software was a virtual analyst day set for Thursday, July 15th. ARK Investment Management and CEO Kathy Wood will hold ARK's monthly webinar for July on Tuesday, July 13th at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out Seeking Alpha's Catalyst Watch for a detailed list of events to watch. Conference calendar. Notable conferences in the week ahead include VB Transform, Accelerating Enterprise Transformation with AI and Data, which runs all week, July 12th to the 16th, virtually. Co-sponsors include Five9 and Accenture, and speakers include Verizon Consumer Group CEO Ronan Dune, Redfin CTO Bridge Fay, Comcast CTO Matthew Zalesko, and Intuit CTO Mariana Tessel. And on Thursday, July 15th, Evercore ISI's Fireside Chat Series focuses on Lowe's in a visit with Chief Financial Officer David Denton. Notable annual meetings. Annual meetings of interest scheduled for the week include Chewy and Steelcase on Tuesday, July 13th, and RH on Thursday, July 15th. Video game sales. Monthly video game industry sales for June are due from NPD Group on Friday, July 16th, and we'll see if companies could build on some solid relative success in May. Sales then rebounded from April's first year-over-year decline in 14 months and actually gained against a tough COVID-19 pandemic comparison. Hardware sales remained strong as Nintendo holds its own against new consoles from Sony and Microsoft. Meanwhile, games Resident Evil Village, Mass Effect, Legendary Edition, MLB The Show 21, and Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War will look to consolidate heavier sales. Box office preview. A Fast and Furious sequel, F9, set the pace for recovery at the box office. Now it's time to see if Scarlett Johansson and the latest Marvel offerings, Black Widow, can surpass it. After 2 years since that last blockbuster from Marvel's cinematic universe, Black Widow is expected to gross $75 million domestically, Disney says. Though some think it could reach $80 million to $90 million, that would be a pandemic record, surpassing F9's $70 million. And it could be on pace for the first $100 million overall weekend at the box office since March 2020. Though it's also appearing on Disney Plus Premier Access for a $29.99 upcharge, which might cut into theatrical receipts. Globally, Black Widow could draw $140 million. Barron's mentions. It's been half a year, but meme stocks including AMC Entertainment, GameStop, and BlackBerry are still being held up by retailer investment support, even as Wall Street struggles to respond. And Barron's covers says the meme stock trade is far from over. As banks kick off earnings seasons, investors shouldn't get their hopes up, but it urges keep an eye on Citigroup. Some Chinese stocks are starting to look like bargains, it says. While pressured stocks like Alibaba and JD.com are starting to pop up on value investors' radar, some investors are looking past it to names like Tencent and otherwise names listed in Hong Kong or mainland, more accessible to foreign investors through ETFs. We close out this week with our single stock focus, the Chinese ride-sharing giant Didi Global, equivalent to Uber in China, has undergone market pressure as China cracks down on big data. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. to get Wall Street breakfast and stocks to watch. Stocks to watch on your phone for your morning commute. Subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Seeking Alpha for FAs or Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Let's Talk ETFs on those platforms as well. Have a wonderful week.